Hi and welcome to SCL, the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. My name's Rob from robnanphoto.com and this is my little audio diary about my journey through the wonderful world of photography. Well, I hope everybody's had a fantastic week. Yet again, as usual, I'm recording the podcast driving along the A32 from Gosport to Fareham, from whence I'll be driving along the M27 towards Chichester, to my place of work. I've had a pretty quiet week photographically, to be honest. That is, going out and taking shots. I've done a few posts on the website. I'm not sure if I talked about these last week, actually. I've added the there's a video on robnanphoto.com now, like a video review of the Fujifilm Instax Wide 100 instant film camera. I've had a couple of those cameras for ages, but I never actually had any film for them. And I got one out the other day just to have a look at it, because I was thinking about getting some film from work, because with the beauty with the Fujifilm Instax system, whether it's the wide format, which is just a little bit bigger than all the old Polaroid format, or the Instax Mini, is the film is still readily available. And we sell it at Jessop's too, and it's pretty reasonable. It's about, I think it's about £15 for two packs, which is 20 shots. So, you know, it's okay. It's not ridiculously expensive. For example, if you want to get any film for Polaroids now, the only places to go are eBay for expired film, which goes for silly prices, or the Impossible Project, and they're recreating Polaroid films, but that's not too cheap either. But as I was playing around with this little Fujifilm Instax, Fujifilm Instax Wide, the bigger one, the 100, I realised that there was film in it, because I put some batteries in it just to see if it would work. Turned it on, pressed the shutter, and then the dark slide popped out. And the dark slide is the thing that's in the front of a film pack to stop the film getting spoiled when you take it out of the silver foil. So yeah, so I've been sort of taking family shots of that over the last week or so. And I thought, well, now I've got some example images, I might as well do a review. So I did a review of it, and basically, The Instax Wides are great cameras because, they're huge. They're massive lumps of plastic. They're very simple to use. You have to set the focus. You can either, I think it's either 0 to 3 meters or 3 meters to infinity, something like that. And then you can either lighten or darken exposure, and that's it. And all you do, point them at your subject. Let me just have a quick drink of coffee. Point them at your subject, press the button, and then an instant photograph pops out of the top, which then develops over the next couple of minutes. Lovely big images, lovely shiny photographs, and just an awful lot of fun. Not that practical for taking out on photo walks, maybe, or on holiday, because they are so huge, but to have one of these things, for example, lying around the home or a studio, where you can just quickly snap off a couple of instant photos, there's just something magical about them. And I did a post a few months ago talking about why Polaroids and Fujiroids, whatever you call them, are so special, is because they're an artifact, you know? They're an artifact that was there when you took the photograph and was probably touched by the people in the photograph. You take a Polaroid or you take a Fujifilm Instax shot, the picture pops out, you leave it on the side for a couple of minutes, or you might even be holding on to it. You know, and you'll show it to the person in the photograph, they'll probably hold on to the picture and then give it back to you, and then, you know, you take it away, put it in an album, put it in a box or whatever. But you know, when you get that photo out next time, that, you know, that was a thing that was actually there at the time you took the photograph. And I know because with things like negatives or digitals, the negative was there, but the photo isn't there at the time. And then the next side of it really is the fact that, you know, digital, it wasn't there at all. And it's just, I don't know, I just get a fuzzy feeling from knowing, you know, for example, I've got some Instax Mini photos of when our grandson came over to stay just before Christmas. And I just like picking them up because they're like these little artifacts of Suzanne and Valentino, as his name is. I really, really like the format. The photographs aren't the sharpest in the world, but they're just a nice thing. They seem to capture emotion very, very well. So yeah, but if you want to check it out, just go over to robnanphoto.com. It should still be on the first page. Just scroll down and there's the YouTube video. If you have a... what happens as well is if you get updates from the website via email because of RSS or in an RSS feeder, or through subscribing on Facebook as well, often you won't get the video appear. But I always put a little link underneath it saying, if you can't see the video, please click here. And what that does, that takes you straight to YouTube, where you can watch the video directly. You don't get the rest of my comments underneath or any of the example photos if I put some on, but you, at least you do get to watch the video. I also did a little post about film last night. Because you know me, I mean, I shoot digital, I shoot film. If you've looked at my photo stream recently, it's quite an eclectic mix. There was a roll of black and white, and then I took a load of photos at the Hover show in digital. I spent loads of time processing them and getting them up on Flickr. And then there was a roll of film from, the colour roll of film from my Leica Z2X point and shoots that I developed the other day, so that's there. And then I think the latest photo, the last sort of photo, is a HDR of a diving suit, which I took at the new diving museum in Stokes Bay in Gosport. And so I'm comfortable with both sort of formats, digital and analog film photography. But I kind of had this, you know, why is it that I enjoy film? What is it? And I guess, I think it's nostalgia. Could be. I think nostalgia could be a bit about it. And I did this little post called I Am. And I was kind of trying to relate the feeling that I get when I go out with an older film camera, especially ones of certain eras, which I'll talk about soon. Oh, here comes an ambulance. Just got to pull over a little bit. I kind of did a list of things, sort of saying I am, and I had things like, for me, analog sort of manual focus 35mm film photography relates to these things. It's a bit like word association. So I had things like, I am. A planet called Hoth. That's one of the first ones. You know, from The Empire Strikes Back. You know, because that sort of age, like 90, I think it's around 82 when that came out. You know, the classic Star Wars film, the best one in my opinion. And that era kind of relates to for me. I am Charlie's Angels. I am. A Pursuit Special, that's the black car out of the first Mad Max film. Concorde with the red arrows. I am a Royal Navy Phantom Jet going off sort of one of the old big Royal Navy carriers. I am the car out of the Dukes of Hazzard. Look, there's lots of cars for some reason. I guess I relate that when I was a kid that they kind of meant a lot to me, to cars and aeroplanes and things. And I was just trying to generate the sort of feeling that film gives to me of a certain era of my life and the things that related to that. Things like The Fall Guy. Did anybody remember that TV series with Lee Majors? He was a stunt guy who was also a bounty hunter. Things like that. So it's a little bit of fun. And at the bottom I've put, you know, who are you? So you know, if you're shooting film, what else does it relate to you as you're doing it? I can't really put it into words what I'm trying to say, but if you read the post it might make a little bit of sense, you know, with all these different things, all these sort of word associations that I relate to film cameras. And that kind of relates into a great gift I got the other day. In fact, if you were... I'm a big fan of the film photography podcast done by Mike Rasso and the guys. Superb podcast, real loads of fun. Even if you're not into film, watch it, listen to it anyway. In fact, you can watch it on their YouTube channel, I think. But they've also got a Flickr group just like us. And there was a thread on there saying free cameras where a guy had, I'm not sure where he got them from, but he got these free cameras from a shop, I think. And other people were chipping in saying, oh, I've got this for free and I've got this for free. And then, as you all know, I get my cameras mostly from car boot sales. But Suzanne, on a Friday, does a college course in furniture restoration. And she got talking to one of the people there and must mention the fact that I do a little bit of photography as a hobby. And lo and behold, she came home with two bags of stuff, said, this guy's just given them to you. I was like, oh, what is it? Open it up, and it is a mint. Olympus OM2N 35mm film SLR. A really good one. Perfect condition. Doesn't look like it's hardly been used at all. I had to replace the batteries in it to get it to work. But it also came with a 50mm Olympus Zuiko lens, I think they're called, and a 28mm Kino Precision Kiron lens, and a 75-150 Kiron Kino Precision zoom lens, and a couple of other zooms, and a load of coking filters and accessories like a winder and all that sort of business. Absolutely amazing, and two really nice camera bags as well. So the OM, well, you probably know more about the OM1, that's more of a famous camera. These are kind of groundbreaking cameras from Olympus in the late 60s, early 70s, and sort of carried on production for a long time. The OM1 was a fully manual camera, fully clockwork, a bit like the SRT-101, one of my other favourite cameras. But with the OM2N, and it might work for the OM2, I'm no expert, so if I get a mistake, please send me an email or put a note on the show notes at robnoffroat.com correcting me. The OM2N added aperture priority mode, so it's automatic. So all you do is select the aperture, and the camera will select the appropriate shutter speed. And these OM2s were renowned for they've got a different type of metering system, which meters the scenes in two different ways. It meters by reflecting the light off the film for longer exposures, and off the shutter. Curtain has got a special pattern on it for different situations like that. And they're great little cameras. And by little, it really is a tiny, for an SLR, it's really light, really small camera. It also came with a leather ever-ready case, which is absolutely mint as well. The little flappy bits that connect it to the straps are a little bit warm, but they look strong enough. And it looks like a really nice little camera. And so I've loaded it up with some Fuji colour film. I've got the EverReady strap on. I put the 28mm lens on because sometimes I think, you know, if I'm going to work and I'm going to be taking some test shots around Chichester, it's a lot of architecture, and the 28 is just a little bit more useful than that 50. But I want to take some test shots, and yeah, really looking forward to it. Really looking forward. It's a great little camera. We obviously with the set, with the 28, the 50, and then a nice 75-150 zoom. You know, it's a kit that kind of complements, and there's a spare to my Minolta SRT-101 kit, which I've got the 28, the 50, and the 135. So I guess there we go. You never know where you might get cameras from. Just make sure that everybody you knows that you're into photography, and you never know what might turn up at your door. You know, free of charge, obviously. I'll buy this guy a couple of beers. Because these cameras are not cheap to buy second hand either. But it's not about the money, it's about getting out there and using these cameras, giving them a second lease of life, because the build quality is fantastic, and and they're great fun to use as well. And I guess that's the sort of nostalgia bit I'm saying. So as I'm like holding on and taking pictures with this Olympus OM2N, you know, I'm thinking back to the days of, you know, Magnum Private Eye, you know, with his red Ferrari, the professionals on TV in the UK, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, real nostalgia stuff. Okay, well, that's about it from me this week. Just a short podcast. Thanks everybody for putting up with my ramblings. And again, you know, if you've got ideas, if any of this resonates with you, because photography isn't just all about the final image for me. It's about the whole process, you know. It's about the gear, using the gear, taking the photographs, developing the photographs, and looking at the final photographs. You know, the process is just as enjoyable as the final result. Remember, you can email me, scalespeeder@gmail.com. You can go to robnunphoto.com, that's robnunphoto.com, and leave comments in the posts at the bottom, and I'll get those. You can go over to Flickr, just join it for free. Just look for the Rob Nunn Photo group. You can join that for free and start adding your photos to the group, join in any discussions that are on. But really what I'd like to do is just thank you for downloading and listening to the podcast. My name's Rob from robnumphoto.com, and hopefully pretty soon I'll be seeing you on Flickr.